First CCPA enforcement action settlement announced by California AG. On August 24, 2022, California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced the Office of the Attorney General's, OGS, first settlement of a California Consumer Privacy Act, CCPA, enforcement action, against Sephora Incorporated. The OGS enforcement action against Sephora, which was part of a broader enforcement sweep of over 100 online retailers, involved allegations that Sephora failed to disclose to consumers that the company sells personal information, as broadly defined under the CCPA, provide a Do Not Sell My Personal Information link, provide two or more methods to opt out of sale, process opt out of sale requests via user-enabled global privacy controls, such as the Global Privacy Control, and cure these alleged violations within the 30-day cure period currently guaranteed under the CCPA. The OGS alleged that Sephora not only violated the CCPA, but also violated California's unfair competition law by engaging in unlawful, unfair, or fraudulent acts or practices, which constitute unfair competition, including making false or misleading statements about Sephora's sale of consumers' personal information and unfairly depriving consumers of the ability to opt out of sale. In its complaint, the OGS alleged that Sephora allowed third parties to install tracking software, for example, cookies, pixels, SDKs, on its website and app to enable the third parties to monitor consumers' online behavior as they shop. The OGS alleged that these third parties collected various types of personal information about consumers through their tracking technologies, including the products a consumer views and purchases, a consumer's precise geolocation, cookies and other user identifiers, and technical information about a consumer's device, operating system and browser type. The OGS alleged that certain of these third parties used this data to create entire profiles of users who visited Sephora's website, which the third parties then used for Sephora's benefit, for example, in the form of detailed analytics and targeted advertising, and for the benefit of other businesses, without the knowledge or consent of the consumer. Notably, the complaint alleged that because Sephora's website offers for sale prenatal and menopause support vitamins, third parties can use this data to infer conclusions about women's health conditions, thereby depriving consumers of the ability to limit the proliferation of their data on the web. The OGS made clear that Sephora's disclosure of consumer personal information to third parties in this context constitutes a sale under the CCPA's broad definition of the term, i.e., the disclosure of personal information to a third party for monetary or other valuable consideration, stating that retailers like Sephora benefit in kind from these arrangements, which allow them to more effectively target potential customers. Additionally, the OGS settlement with Sephora makes explicit that the other valuable considerations Sephora received in exchange for sharing its consumers' data with such third parties included personal information or other information such as analytics, and free or discounted services. Under the settlement, Sephora must pay $1.2 million in penalties, affirmatively represent in its online disclosures and privacy policy that the company sells personal information, provide mechanisms for consumers to opt out of the sale of personal information, including via the Global Privacy Control, conform its service provider agreements to the CCPA's requirements, and provide reports to the OGS regarding Sephora's sale of personal information, the status of its service provider relationships, and its efforts to honor the Global Privacy Control. This enforcement action makes clear that sharing personal information with third parties, i.e., non-service providers, for targeted advertising or analytics purposes constitutes a sale under the CCPA, for which businesses must offer consumers an opt-out opportunity. It also indicates that the OGS is serious about enforcing businesses' compliance with the Global Privacy Control.